G'day everyone, my name is Andrew Parsons. I am here with a special episode of the Doc Games Show. I am here presenting solo. Unfortunately, Stacey is actually a little unwell today, but she's asked me to continue on in her honor. So let's get started. I want to just give you a quick update on what's going on with Dreamville Play. It's super exciting. As a reminder, it's a great contest for you indie game developers out there. We have over 2,500 of you already registered to actually take part in the contest. The contest runs through to December 31st, so you've got plenty of time to go up against all those other people. As a reminder, we have some great prizes, over $100,000 in the Azure category alone, and then $100,000 on top of that for all the other categories. I want to give you some updates on the website, and so let me switch over to the website really quick. You'll see that at the top already it's sort of giving you a little bit of extra insight because we have additional prizes. Now, last episode we talked about one of those prizes being the developer diary contest, and if I scroll on the homepage, you'll see here is the developer diary contest, and you'll actually be able to click on that learn more link and actually get some information about what the developer diary is. But in a nutshell, we're asking you as a developer to actually create a diary, a blog post, series of blog posts, or a series of videos talking about your experience in building games on the Microsoft platform. What that means is you have to go across at least a month in time. Let's say you start your first one today, and it's say September the 12th. You need to have a series of blog posts or videos that start from September the 12th and go to at least October 12th. 1 month in duration. They have to have at least 5 posts. You can't just do one post at the beginning and another post at the end. That doesn't really help us share your journey and have other people come along for the ride. So we're asking you to actually build at least 5 posts across a period of 30 days or more. You could do it from now until December 31st and talk about your entire experience. At December 31st, that'll be the cutoff for that contest, just like it is for the main contest, and we'll have some judges. It's actually sponsored by the Azure team. I want to give a shout out to my colleague, David Holliday, who we hope to have on our next episode to talk about Azure and how it can help you with your game development. And they've put that prize up because they really want to hear from you about what's going on. So he'll help us judge that there. Now, if I go back to the screen, you'll see there's another prize that we haven't actually announced until today. The Zola Prize is an additional prize for PC games. And basically, Zola is a games publisher as well as a payment provider, and they're an investor as well. And so their prize is actually a really cool thing where you get access to all their services and their distribution platform. And you'll have the opportunity to fly to their Los Angeles headquarters and have some business development meetings with them to talk about what the next steps are with your partnership with them. So it's an additional prize for the PC category. It'll be judged separately to the main PC thing, but you don't have to do anything extra. If you're in that PC games category, you're automatically eligible to be part of the Zola contest as well. They're a great partner of ours and have actually been doing some really good work with other indie game devs around the world. And so we couldn't be happier having them on board giving that prize out. The other partner I want to highlight today is Unity. Unity from day one has been a great partner for us with the Dreamville Play contest. We actually launched Dreamville Play at Unite Amsterdam back in June, and since then they have been promoting Dreamville Play through their website and forums and newsletters, and it's been great to see all the Unity developers, and if that's you guys, hey, welcome and good luck in the contest. Seeing you all develop and start to build these games out, really excited about seeing what's going to happen next. Now, to that point, I want to flip back to the website and talk about something I talked about last week, which is the community, and show what I mean by that, because when you see it in action, you realize that actually it can be really powerful for you. So if I click on the community tab, what you'll see is a list of developers and creators and designers and audio engineers all together. And you'll see in my search results, I've got 348. That's actually how many people have actually filled out profiles. And remember I said, hey, we have over 2,500 developers actually in the contest today. Not all of you have actually filled out profiles. When you fill out a profile, you'll appear in this list. So, you know, get on your horses and get that started. Profiles allow you to actually showcase your talents. And so what I've done is I've actually just opened up one to show you. Here's Manuel from Canada. He can have a photo as well as a little description about what he does and all the different ways I can connect with him. This is important for later. Also shows what skills he has. I can see here he has DirectX 11 and he's listed as a senior software developer. That's great for me. You know, I'm a game designer. I might be able to use those skills, and I was planning on doing a C++ DirectX game, and this might actually be really useful for me. I can also see the other games that he's worked on, and I can click into each of those and see the quality of his work. If I liked that quality of work and I needed a DirectX 11 developer, I could then use all these different ways to connect with him to be able to ask him to see if he wants to join my team. So that's great. Let me show you what each of these games looks like, because that what we're doing with the games is another way of helping you actually connect with other people. Now, if Manuel only had showed his game from Dream Build Play, that might not be a great experience. He might actually have a game ready to go. He might only have a prototype or a storyboard or something like that. But I want to be able to see what games he's worked on in the past so I know whether he's someone I want to be able to connect with. And so we're allowing you to actually add every single game you've ever worked on into your profile. Each of those games, here's a game that I want to show you on the screen here. Failure Neuroslices is a game that is a PC game that's also aimed at running on the console. And again, you'll see all these different ways of connecting the game to the game. So these guys have actually done a really good job in promoting how you actually do that. There's Facebook and YouTube and Twitter dedicated for this particular game, but there's also other ways to connect with it, Instagram and maybe you might even have like a Steam link or a store and another sort of store link, just so that people can find the game easily. Every game can have a bunch of different screenshots that you can actually just cycle through and check out. Just right here on the Dream Build Play website, as well as a game trailer. And then finally, I can see that it's Justin. I can actually click into Justin and check out his profile, just like I looked at Manuel's. These are fantastic ways of actually being able to connect with each other and also see allow other people to see what you've been doing. It's a really great way of showcasing those skills. So, That's a little bit of that community. As I said, we'd love to get you guys all filling out those profiles. I'd love to get you adding all those games in there. I don't care what kind of game it is, put it in there so that other people can find you and find what kind of skills and find what kind of talent you have. The skills list is just huge. I've seen some people with about 50 skills listed, and I've also seen people with a huge long list of ways of connecting. We do have some dedicated people out there in the community already who've created profiles that are specialists. So there's some audio engineers, there's some graphic artists who don't have the full set of skills to be able to create games, but they're looking to be able to join teams. So if you're someone who's wanting to do a team, you're actually got, you know, pretty much your entire game development set ready to go, but you're missing sound or you're missing some great graphics, go into that community list and filter by the right skill that you want to look for. Let's say I was looking for audio engineering. I can type in here audio, select audio engineering, and hit search. It'll filter that community list just to the people that have actually advertised that that's one of their skills. So then I can connect with them. I can do that with countries as well. And I can do the same thing on the games page and actually look at different games and different genres and things like that. So this is a great way of you being able to connect with people. Of course, it's not the only way, and that's why we have all those different other ways you can connect with each other. And we included, I should shout out to Unity. I know they've got Unity Connect, and Unity Connect is one of the ways you can connect with other people in the Dream Build Play community. You can actually add your Unity Connect connection into that profile for you. So that's great. I just want to highlight a couple more things. The first one is you should always keep an eye on the Windows Developer Blog. That's where we're doing updates on the contest. So a lot of this stuff that I'm talking about today, you'll find in this blog post. And that's kind of where we're highlighting things. But there's a lot more information in this. You can see that this is a fairly lengthy blog. And I wanted to highlight a couple of things here. You'll see in this community section of the blog post, I've got two links. One to Simon, who actually has created a really helpful blog post on building some UWP packages with Unity. There was a little bit of an issue there. There's a little bit of a disconnect between the way Visual Studio does some stuff and Unity does some stuff. And he, along with another MVP, Jim, have actually done a really great explanation of how to walk through and solve that. They've also created their own Dream Build Play resources section on DevPost. So if you use that site, you can really use that section to be able to collaborate with other developers. You know, people like Jim and Simon are fantastic for us. They're Microsoft valued professionals in their own sort of area of expertise. And these guys have really come to the fore in the game development space for us since we launched Dream Build Play. It's been really exciting to work with them. The developer diary, it's in here somewhere, but I've actually got an example of a developer post that someone's already done for the Developer Diary contest. So you should check that out and see the kind of stories that people are starting to tell and see if you can tell your story. If you are building a game on UWP and you haven't done it before, you may need a little bit of help. And so we've got you covered there as well. And this is the last thing I want to talk to you about today. We actually have this Windows 10 developer guide for games. It's a pretty lengthy page here that goes through all these different sections of the game development process, from resources and documentation and concept and planning, all the way through to building, testing, publishing, and then post-publishing with things like analytics and making sure you've got the store all set up and things like that. This page is fantastic. It's a fantastic resource. I'll make sure you have a link to it. But it's a little overwhelming. And so we've also, not only do we have the web page, on the top of the web page, we have a link to a PDF. That's a little bit easier for you to consume. It's basically the same content, but just formatted in a little bit nicer way. This is something you can download, you can print if you want, you can have it as a virtual resource that's easy to get to. You can click in through the table of contents and get to the exact section you want to look for. So if I want to look at, Xbox Live, I can go straight to the Xbox Live section and check out all the different links there. It is basically a series of links. There's dozens and dozens of links in there because if we had all that information in one place, it would just be overwhelming. And so what you can do is you can see, hey, I want to check out the Xbox Live Creators Program. I want to see how I can input that into my game. And you can actually follow those links and then read up on those instructions. That's all I've got for you today. I'm really hoping that you continue to take part in that community. Reach out to us through the Windows Developer blog or on the Facebook or Twitter handle. I look forward to the games you're creating. Keep bringing the questions to us. And I look forward to talking to you next time about the extra things that are going to come to you as being part of the Dream Build Play community. Stay tuned. Thanks, guys.